We are learning Masechta Sivamis, Daphim Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daphim Vav Amud Aleph with two dots. Said in the Mishnah that Abaye Vimtoi, Bein B'Shoigig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Ines, Bein B'Rotsin, that means they do a Bia Shloi V'Das, Shloi V'Kavona, and Sai if it's Ma'oro or Goymer, which means a Tchilas Bia or Soif Bia, and Bia Kedarko, Bia Shloi Kedarko, all these things are kind. Zog to Gemara, my Kono. Rav Amar Kona LaKoil, you Kona the Yavam is Kona Yavam LaGamri, V'Shmuel complete Kenyan. V'Shmuel Amar LaKona LaDvarim Amurim BeParasha. It's not a complete Kenyan. It's only a Kenyan for the Dvarim that says in the Parasha, which is what Leirish Benichse Achiv to get Yerusha and his brothers Nachasim LePoitram LeYibum and to pater her from Yibum. Now, what does it mean exactly? So Rashi says, we're going ba'achas mina bias gruis halalu. We're going on the bias gruis, all the bias gruis in our Mishnah. It sounds like from Rashi, we're going on shoygig mezid and on hara'a as well. That it's machlekes if you do the shosh bia, are you really koina the yavama or not? Rab says, yeah, it's like a regular kinyan yavama with bia. It's the gamri, it's completed kinyan, and it's a kinyan. Shmuel says, no, it's not a complete kinyan because it's a bia grua. But the Pasuk teaches us that such a bia works, Yivama Yoveh Aleha. So he says it's only kind of for things that's in the parasha, which is what? First of all, he gets the Yerusha of the brother, like it says in the Pasuk, Yokam Hashem Achiv. And also, he patters her from Yibim, which means if he would now die and he had children, Shimon had children, then she wouldn't be Chayev in Yibim anymore because she's but little shuk. This is a kiyum of Yibum. Also, if all you need is Shimon, all Shimon needs is a get now, isn't a chalitza anymore to get rid of her. Or if there was a tzara, if Reuven had two wives, a co-wife, she would be pattering. He by doing this big gerua on this wife would patter the co-wife of Reuven from Yibum. Like upon him,
he's not married,
is he? He's not completely married. He's married enough that he's mekayim mitzvah Yibum and patters her from Yibum. And gets Yerusha, but that's says the first in the parasha, and it says in the parasha Yivam Yavale or even be a grua. But for all other purposes, for example, to be Yerusher or to eat truma, or if he's a kohen that she should eat truma, those things already for that it's not a kinyan.
How would he
do a bia v'kavana? Do a bia v'kavana or do a chuppah? Or do a chuppah. Yeah, now, right, she's mostly married to him. You'd have to do a bia b'kavana or a chuppah. Something with a kavana soon, not a bia grua. Now, Tosis actually says that we're only referring to the bia shaygig and that type of bia. But hara, Tosis says, since it's koina ba'alma and it's a bia l'chol dava l'gavi all things, so then avada here also would be a bia l'chol dava. The whole Gemara is not going on all the bia grua. It's only going on the ones that are shloi b'kavana. Rashi's mashma, it's going on all the things in the Mishnah. It's not how Rashi learns, but Taisus clearly speaks out that v'loy pligi, Taisus says, v'loy pligi ele, then end of Taisus l'dvarim, v'loy pligi ele b'ya shoygi k'yotzbav b'ara, the kanyanayim ba'alma, b'ya l'chol dov v'loy pligi ba. He says, Ida Gemara is going on the word kana. He says, could the word kana, Gemara starts off, echema arav, echa agamer kana. So the word kana is going back on everything, so we're really going on the word kana, not on the word echema arav, echa agamer. Now the Gemara limits the machlekes. Gemara says, and to be too lasharis about this, Gemara says, "Minan esuin ledivri akol achla." If already she was married to Reuven, if Shimon's a kohen, by the way, Reuven's for sure a kohen also. They're brothers. So minan esuin, let's say Reuven was already married ben esuin to this Rachel. So then ledivri akol achla. Then lekuli amva she would eat truma. Why? Do have a kachas mekara? She was eating truma till now. And now, when he does the bia now, she'll continue eating truma. So that's not a machlekes because the yibum will definitely put it the same level as she was with the husband. Keep pligim eris. And machlekes is in this case the machlekes would be in a case where Reuven was only the kedushin with Rachel, and Reuven was a kohen. The halacha is, but with kedushin alone, you don't eat truma. It's only with the rabbanon actually. Midrash says they would eat truma because it's called kinyan kaspay. But with the rabbanon, because we don't want her to give truma to her brothers and sisters back home, therefore betol nesuin, she's not allowed to eat truma. So if it's mina erisin, she wasn't eating truma until now. Now he does bia. So if it's a kinyan legamri, so then it's like an nesuin. Then she would start eating truma. So Rav Amar, Kibli Gimnerisin, Rav Amar Echelas, the Rav Rachman Abir Shoyi Kemezid, and therefore it's Mamish, his wife, and therefore she is Truma. It's an Asun also, it's Mamish Shivami Yavala, makes her Mamish his wife. Shmuel Amar, Ki Rabbi Rachmano, Lokum Mokim Baal, Lo Lumim Baal, Lo. Shmuel says that the Pasuk Yivami Yavaleh just puts her in the same level as the first Baal. But the better than a Baal, that you need a real Kenyan, a real Bia to make it better than a Baal. Therefore, she will not eat Truma. So Mechalikah's bottom line is, they eat Truma, not eat Truma. But Minasum was saying, L'kuli Alma, they eat Truma. Why? Because that's you're already eating by the Baal, so you could just, your Bia grua puts it on the same level as she was by the Baal. And Taisa speaks out, when it says, Minasum, kuli Alma, pliga da'achal, Taisa speaks out, that Huadin, you could have said, Yarshav, L'tamalo, Hafa Dereah, because it just said a chilas truma for a chiddush, but really all the things got me. If it's she dies ben anasun after she married Reuven already, then she dies, then he dies. Shimon's bia will put her back to the same level. Got me all these halachas. Zog to Gemara Vayta. So the Rabbi Ozo Shmuel Tamei, and this is Shmuel Tamei. The Amar of Nachman Shmuel. Nachman said over a member of Bishem Shmuel, and the member goes like this: Kol sha bal machal yovim machal, v'chol she ena bal machal yovim machal. Anytime the Baal, which means the first Baal, is being Michael, the wife, Betruma, which means there's an Asuin, then Yavam Michael. Then the Yavam also is Michael, even though it's a Bia Grua. Because ain't a Baal Michael, if the Baal was not being Michael Truma yet, because there's only Erisin, then Yavam ain't a Michael, then Yavam with a Bia Grua will not be Michael. That's Pshat in the member of Shmuel, and that's how it goes. Meisvei Mesio Kasha. It says in the Braisa, Bas Yisrael, Pekachas, Bas Yisrael was a bendas, Shins Arsul Akoyen Pekach, that had Erisin, Akoyen gave her Kedushin. Well, his Pek Lekoyen said, before the Chuppah, he became Nescharish, he became deaf, and he became not a bendas, Ach Nescharish. The halacha is, Eino Yecheles, she cannot eat Chuma, why not? Because since the Nesuin is not a Nesuin deraisa, because the Cherish can't make a Nesuin deraisa, so she doesn't eat Chuma. And this din is the Rabban de Gedin, like the Gemara's word later on, because really the Raisa from the Kedushin already eat Truma. And here was a Kedushin de Raisa because he was a Bendas B'shas the Kedushin. And but here, since the Chuppah is no good, so therefore, it's even though there's Chuppah now, but since it's only a Chuppah de Rabban, it's not a Chuppah de Raisa, we were going to eat Kedushin Cherish, and therefore she does not eat Truma. So she does not eat Truma if her husband was a Cherish by the time they got married with an Asun. Meis, if he dies, v'nafna yavam cherish, and the bra is also a cherish, so the husband died, and she fell v'nafna yavam cherish, echelas. So it's starting in truma now. U'bezu yafa kayach yavam kayach abal. Here, kayach yavam is better than the kayach abal. Now, it's bishlam l'rav nicha. If you rav, it's very gishmak. Even though the cherish, the brother cherish, also not a bendas, so his bia automatically is not a bendas diga bia. But the special pasuk by Yevama Yavei Aleha, teaches us that a Yevama could be kind of a das, and now it's a real Nesuin right now, Nesuin Deraisa, so that's why they eat Truma, so the Yavam is better in the Baal. We understand very Geshmak for Rav. But Shmuel says that it's only for the stuff that's in the Parasha, which is only the Bia Guru at Das only works for two things, to be Yairish to Nichzi Achiv and Lepaitre of the Yibam. But there's no din to eat Truma, so for Shmuel, what's Pshat in the Braisa? El Shmuel Kasha, this price is very schwer. Why does she eat Truma when she falls off Nei Yavam Cherish? There's no Bia Bidas. El Shmuel Kasha, Amalach Shmuel, I answer like this. You have to say Chesuri Mechsuri. You have to add some words on into the Brysa. Ey Mahachi. For his people, Koyin Tzacher is Charash and Necheles. If there's a Pekeach who marries a Pekeach, marries a Pekeach, and by Kedushin, then before Nesun, he becomes a Charash, you don't eat Truma. Kanas v'achal ischarish, but if they got married in the suin first and then he became ischarish, echelas, then she eats truma. She doesn't lose the right to truma if he becomes ischarish afterwards. Meis. If he dies, v'nofna yavam cherish, echelas. If he dies and she falls, v'nofna yavam cherish, echelas. So that's how he teaches. So what's the chiddush then? L'chara here, she was already eating truma before, so what's the chiddush that nafam yavam cherish echelas? My bezu. So why we're saying bezu yafa koyecha yavam koyecha bal? What's the chiddush? So my bezu the ilu bal cherish mi karam. If a baal is a cheres b'shachs nesuin, lo yechel, so what are you tshuma? V'ilu yavam cheres b'kar achla. Here, the yavam, even though he's a cheres starting off, she eats tshuma. Why? Because she was ready eating tshuma before. So therefore, here's the case. It was yofa kayacha yavam, because here, even if she's a cheres, by the beginning of the marriage, she will eat tshuma. And the reason she eats tshuma is because she was eating before already. And according to Shmuel agrees with Peter's Lashon that the status of a biyash leiva das has the same level as she was before her husband died. Al kaponim, Shmuel answered the brice. Dr. Gemara, ikedah, I'm a different lashon. Here is a different lashon. The different lashon in the machlekes is Rav and Shmuel. We're going to change a little bit the erisin and soon. Everyone agrees if she was not eating truma before, she will not eat now. So even Rav will agree that the bia gerua of the yavam will not upgrade her status. Everyone agrees to that. Keep pligim in asun. Whole machlekes in asun. Rav am achla dahachaz dahavas achla miyikara. Rav says she eats truma because she ate eating before. Why not? Only for the things that says in the parasha, which is what? Yerusha and the Patra Ibum. But all other things not. So now we're saying, for the second Lashon, Shmuel is much more machmer. Shmuel's saying is that even if she was already eating truma from the first Baal, because the first Baal did an Asuin, but since this is a Bia Grua, it's not at all like an Asuin, and it's even less than the Koyach HaBal, and she will not eat Tshuma if it doesn't be a guru. Aye, V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Kol Shah Bal Machal Yavam Machal, which sounded like anytime she was eating B'shachs when she was married, she'll eat now from the Yavam, even though it's a be a guru. So, Gemara, Ema, you have a Taish like this, you put an extra word here. Ema, Kol Bia Shah Bal Machal Ba, Yavam Machal Ba. Any Bia, which means a Bia Bedas, that there the Baal will be Machal, like Rashi says, it's a koin bias chuppah. So it's machalik is halur Rashi. Either Rashi means that there is a man diyama in kedushin that if you do kedushin with a bia, it's nesuin oisa. It does an nesuin. Or Rashi means bias chuppah means the actual chuppah. So kosha bia shabal machalba, which is a bia bedas. That baal's machalba, then yav machalba. Then yav also could machal the wife b'tshuma. But any bia which is not bedas, where a baal is not Michael, his wife b'tshuma, ain't a yovam ma'achabah, the yovam will not be Michael, his wife b'tshuma. Tosis has a third pshat. Tosis says, even if you're a bia erisinoisa, it means a bia and has a chuppah afterwards. If that type of bia that's Michael in that way, well, this will also be Michael. Hakaponim, we're saying now, for Shmuel, that only a bia bedas is Michael, and even by Nesuin, only bia bedas is Michael. And according to Rav, Mina Erisin is definitely not Michael. Mina Suin is Michael. Meisvei, that's the kash from the Brice we learned before. Meisvei, Basis Shol, Pekach Hashem Shavs, Lekoyim Bekech, Lehizbik Lekoyim Shavs, and Eschareish. A Basis Shol, who was a Bendas, a Bardas, a Bastas, that was a Sarsot, a Bekoyach, a Bendas, they had a Kedushin, but they didn't have a chance. Lehizbik Lekoyim Shavs, and Eschareish. Until, before Chuppah, he became deaf, became not a Bendas. Eina Echel, she does not eat Chuma. Meis, if the cheresh dies, the first husband dies, not the yavam cheresh, and the brother also cheresh. Echelas, she eats tshuma. So what's pshat? So Bishlam of the Rav will answer mataritz kitaritz mekara. Here was a kasha on both of them, because right now we said till now that mina erisin. Everyone agrees the yavam doesn't feed the wife b'tshuma. But with Bishlam of the Rav mataritz kitaritz mekara will answer what we answered before in Shmuel, that it means like this, that but if he became a cheresh after the knisa, then she eats tshuma, and the yavam also will eat tshuma. I what's b'zu yavam koyecha baal? That here, the yavam from the beginning, if he's a cheresh, still will eat. So we have an answer for Rav. Elo Shmuel kasha, if he's Shmuel shver kasha. Gemara bleib shver kasha. Gemara doesn't say tiyufta because since we had to change the brice anyway, so it could be the brice that could be changed a little more. If it's only bleib with a kasha. So Gemara vayta more halachas, continuing the same idea. But without be a gruel next tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan. Bas Yisrael pekachash and esaras lekoyin bekach, but hispik lekoyin zach and escharish ain't achelas. The Loch learned before that if you have two people who are bendas and they get a kedushin, and then before the chuppah he became a cherish, she does not eat tshuma. But noel la ben, an interesting thing, they have a child, noel la ben achelas, she can start eating tshuma. when she got married, she couldn't eat chuma because her husband wasn't around das. But if they have a child, the child feeds the mother with chuma. We learn from pasuk, v'lid beis him yoichlu b'lachma yamidarshin yachilu. We darshin that the child could eat. A child could feed the mother b'chuma, can make the mother b'chuma. It establishes that she's she's married to a kohen now, and if they have a child, the pasuk says that she's starting a chuma. Meisa ben, let's say now the ben dies. Rav Nosan Amar Chalas, she'll continue eating. We have to see why. V'chomer ben Chalas, she does not eat. My time with Rav Nosan. V'chomer chom, we understand. Now back to having a husband that's not a ben das, and you don't have a child anymore. My time with Rav Nosan. What's Rav Nosan? Why you continue eating chuma even after the son died? Amar Rabba Hoyol Shekvar Achla. Since you already started eating. So what's the svar in that? So the svar you could say Hoyol Shekvar Achla means because really someone who has kedushin really can eat chuma. It's only a gzera that they can't. So now once you started eating, maybe you continue eating. As the Gemara held, Rav Nosan says you continue eating. Amar Abaya Elam Yata. Basis Charles, this is a Kayan. If you tell me it's a Svara Kvar Akla, so what about a Basis Charles married to Kayan who mislay and he dies? Techel, she should eat Chuma, she Kvar Akla because she already ate while her husband was alive? No, it's sad. Alakimin the mislay, Pakalik the Shasimine. Since her husband dies, she loses her Kedusha. Mina, Hakadami, Kimin the mislay, Pakalik the Mina, here also the son dies, she loses her Kedusha, so she can't eat. Kvar Akla is not a Svara. So we have to know again, that Svara did not work out. What's Pshat Rav Nosan? That even after the son dies, she continues eating chuma. What's Pshat? Elamar Rav Yosef, Kesav Rav Nosan, Nesui Cheresh Machilim B'chuma. Rav Nosan really holds, argues in the whole halacha, he holds Nesui Cheresh is Machil B'chuma. And it makes sense, because really, a Kenyan Kaspoy, the Kedusha alone is Machil B'chuma. So the Raisa here was good Kenyan, because he was a Ben Das B'shas, the Kenyan Kedusha. So really it's chuma. So now why don't you eat chuma? Because she might, when she's Eris and she's still at home, she might feed her brother's truma. After Nesu'in, she moves into her husband's house. There's no chashash anymore. So really, even Nesu'in Cheresh should work. You don't need a derice to Nesu'in because you're not going to feed your brothers. But it's practical. They're not going to feed your brothers. But there's a gzeira, Nesu'in Cheresh Ata Kedusha Cheresh. And he's not Geiris. Like Gazrina Nesu'in Cheresh Ata Kedusha Cheresh. You're not Geiris. People are going to say that if a Nesu'in Cheresh, a Nesu'in of a Cheresh works, Kedusha Cheresh works also. And that sure doesn't work. So we don't have guys like that. So Rav Nosan argues in the whole halach and he holds that if there's an asuin, even with a cherish, the halach is a yichuma. Omli Abaya, Yehachi, Noel la ben lomali. So why do you have to say Noel la ben achelas? The chayyur Rav Nosan argue right away. Rav Nosan should say, you eat chuma, because even an asuin of a cherish is chuma. So the Gemara Mishra Rabbanon. We wanted to say it for the Rabbanon. To say the Rabbanon are Maida when you have a child. See, the Rabbanon hold that an Asun of a Cheresh doesn't work, why not? Because you guys in a Sui Cheresh or the Kedusha Cheresh. If you allow an Asun of a Cheresh work, they're going to say Kedusha of a Cheresh works also. And that's not true, because that's a Kenyan Kaspa. But if you have a child, it works. So for the Kuzer Rabbanon, they said, Noi Leben Echelis. So lift like Rav Nosan a liberation. Rav Nosan right away should argue on the first line. It says, Baschal Bekakas. That was the Sarasa. And then before the Knesset, before the Asun. He became a cherish in a cheles. Rav Nosan right away should say over there that you do it. So the Gemara, shavu the Rabbanon them Simon Milsayu. The Rabbanon, he waited till Rabbanon finished talking, so you hold halacha with the ben and everything, and then v'had the polag with any argues. Now let's look at the brayso. The brayso says that b'aschal b'kachas shas l'koyim b'kach. Well, his b'koyim tashin is cherish in a cheles. This is no la ben a cheles. Meisa ben it should say chomer in a cheles because Rav Nosan on a cheles going back on everything. So it's out of order a little bit. It says, Meisa ben, Rav Nosan Amar Achelas. What do you mean? We have to finish Rav Chama Shita, then go to Rav Nosan. Rav Nosan argue everything. It says, Mar's Kashi, Yochi, listen, Meisa ben, Eina Achelas, Rav Nosan Amar Achelas. Say after everything, Rav Nosan Amar Achelas. Because he's going back on the whole entire din. He's going back even on the ratio. He's going back on the whole halacha. He holds that every single Nesu'in of a Cheresh, as long as you have Kedushin Deraisa, it'll work. You'll eat Chuma. So it's Shmer. Why is Rav Nosan interject right in the middle there by Meisa ben? The Gemara says, Kasha, Taka, it's a good Ara, it's a good Ara. But Kapon, what comes out of the Fizeh is the Mechaik is Rav Nosan and the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, with the Nesu Cheresh, as the Rabbanon, as the Xeri the Rabbanon, you don't eat. Only if Noel Ben Echelis. And by Mesa Ben, you won't eat. According to Rav Nosan, you eat even in the case where it's a Surah of Cheresh.